From the Rams facility at Cal Lutheran, everybody, I am pleased to be joined by Matt LaFleur, the new offensive coordinator for your Los Angeles Rams. And Matt, after such a successful season for the Atlanta Falcons, why join Sean McVay here in L.A.?
Well, I've known Sean for a long time, and I got a lot of belief in what the culture he's going to instill here, and what a great opportunity it is for me. So I'm really excited about it, and I'm glad I'm out here in nice, sunny California.
You've been around Sean McVay before. Was there ever a moment where you thought, man, this guy could be a really good head coach?
Yeah, I think the first time I ever met him, I knew that he had the qualities that great leaders have. Number one, he brings so much energy, and he's passionate about what he does, and he's a relentless worker, and really knows how to communicate well, and all our players loved him when I was with him in Washington.
So now that you guys are here together, what kind of work has to be done to kind of mesh your systems together to form a playbook for LA?
There's a lot of work that needs to be done, but fortunately for us, I think philosophically we're on the same page. It's just more or less just spending that time together and hammering down exactly what we want to do. And you know, a lot of that too is getting to know our players and what our players do well, and really trying to tailor that playbook to put them in the best position to be successful.
So we know that McVay is going to be calling the plays. So what sort of responsibilities do you foresee yourself having during the season?
I think a big part of my responsibility is just going to make sure that we're extremely organized on offense, and making sure that, you know, when he's busy with head coaching duties, that we don't fall off in that offensive staff room and really just as an offense in general.
No, you've only been here a couple days, but what are your impressions of Jared Goff?
I've got a lot of respect for him. I was fortunate enough to be able to study him coming out in the draft. Very talented thrower. And then the other thing that really jumped out at me on watching him play is he's fearless. And so that, to me, are two of the prerequisites that are required of the quarterback position.